It is Friday morning. Time once again for StoryCorps, the project that's recording your stories. And today we hear from George Robinson. George's parents never married, and he did not know his biological dad. But growing up, George always wondered what his dad was like.
Every year, I would get a physical with a doctor, and on the form, they would always ask you information about the illnesses that your parents had. But I could never tell anything about my father, and I used to make stuff up.
It took more than 40 years for George to find his father, eventually tracking him down on the internet. Turns out his father never knew he had a son. At StoryCorps, George told his daughter Katie about finally meeting his dad.
As I was growing up, various relatives would share little bits about my biological father. I heard that he was a sergeant in the Army. I also heard that he worked in food service in the Army. The service wouldn't use leftovers, and he would take that food and give it to poor people, which made me really want to get to know him, a person that would do that.
So what was it like when you finally got to meet your father in person?
When I pulled up to the house, we met at the doorstep, and he put his hands on my face and then touched my knees, each of my knees. And then he took his hands and put his hands next to mine like he was trying to feel, was I really his son? And he said, you know, I dated a beautiful lady for a short time, and I did not know anything about you. I said, listen, I want to, in the time that we have, know everything about you. And to tell you what kind of man he was, as my mom was on her dying bed, he asked to go visit my mom. And I said, no, she wouldn't want you to see her in this condition. But I said, I don't think my mom is going to be here for very long. And when she passes, you're welcome to come to her funeral. My mom did pass. And he came. And he sat right in back of me and had his hand on my shoulder the entire service. And he gave everybody in the family a red rose to set on my mom's casket as we lowered her to the ground. I felt that I lost one part of me, but I found another part of me.
George Robinson with his daughter Katie at StoryCorps in Edina, Minnesota. Their conversation will be archived with all StoryCorps interviews at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress. And the podcast is at npr.org.